With Martin Bester.
I love this story. Well, it's a terrible story, but it's just strange. 68-year-old woman was taking her driving test. A lot of questions around that, isn't it, already? But okay, at 68, she didn't have a driver's test, so you went out for the... it's an awful experience for everybody. Let's just say it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? It's right up there with castings.
Exactly. It's just, demeaning. I don't know. You just feel, fully with yourself. Everything is out of sync. And no, it's one of the worst days of my life.
It just makes you feel like a no good citizen.
Exactly.
Anyway, so she goes for her license test in Poland with the local police. The guy, I don't know how and why he ended up in front of the car.
Mm-hmm.
But he did, and she killed him. She ran him over.
Oh, wow. I did not see that story going that way.
No, neither did he. Did she get her license?
Martin.
Let me build the tension. Joe, is Joe there?
No, Joe's quickly getting some audio for our sports bulletin at 6:30.
Okay. Ask Joe when he comes in, yes or no, did she get a license? And then... So you have been judging the Miss South Africa contestants.
Yes, this past.
Do you need
week.
A lot of? Do you need patience for that kind of thing?
I think you do. Actually, no, I know you do because I've been doing it for the past 2 days. Because, and I was doing this as a podcast the other day. Some of these girls forget that this is a job interview and you need to prepare when it's a job interview. You know, if you're going to Jacaranda, know what Jacaranda's about, what music they play, what their mandate is and whatever. And essentially, you're auditioning or you're at a job interview to be one of the ambassadors of the country. So, know the country then.
Just stop being diplomatic. Let me break this down for you. Are some of the girls dumb?
No, Martin, it's not dumb. But nerves and not preparing well can put you in a very snuxa position.
Let me judge.
Like, Martin, can you explain to me what Women's Day means? Like, if I were a foreigner, give me one sentence.
So you're a woman, you enter a pageant for women, and the judge asks you, Women's Day is coming up. What does Women's Day mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Or the history behind it. And then shamely nerves and the not preparing well and everything. And we're all sitting there like, oh, no, this is, it's shame.
What do they say? I mean, how would they answer? How do they get that wrong?
I can't even remember, but they just don't know the history. And that's the thing. If you're entering a pageant such as this, know the history of your country. You cannot speak about youth empowerment and not know what June 16 is and was and what people fought for, but you want to empower the youth. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that it was every girl. There were some girls that walked in there and you were like, this girl could be Miss South Africa tomorrow. But
She opens her
No. There were girls that actually understood the mandate, that actually understood that this is a serious thing and understood that you need to know stuff.
Is it getting worse over the years? Do they know less and less, or was it the same every year?
No, I think it's pretty constant. You have a little bit of everyone every year. I think some girls are more focused on the here and now and not focused on what brought us to the here and now, which then makes you say, Leafy, come on. We need to get it right. You need to understand why we are here and how we got here.
You've just described ignorance as someone who doesn't really worry about how they got there. That's the most diplomatic, euphemistic way of saying ignorance. So maybe in the future you must have two pageants, one where they talk and one where they just don't talk.
No.
But we'll get back to this in a moment. Maybe you're listening this morning and you're thinking to yourself, dang, why did I not enter? Try me. Ask me some of those questions.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Let's go.
To the rhythm, you don't stop.
Your favorite breakfast show.
That immediately puts me into such a good space.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.